The insurance company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP. Now through July 30th, one qualifier will be picked each weekday. Listen for the daily keyword announced several times on both stations, then text it using the free Civic Media app to enter. All qualifiers win a prize, and one scores the grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Don't miss your chance. Listen for daily keywords on 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP.
98Q Country.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
98Q Country.
Finger at me. Said I'm a whiskey drinking cowboy chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full grown queen bee looking for honey. I'll play something country. Yeah, the band took a break. The DJ played P. Diddy. She said I didn't come here to hear something thumping. City, said I shaved my legs, I paid my money. I play something country. I'll play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hank it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, I'm a George Strait junkie. Play something country. Play something country. Well, the bartender, yeah, y'all, it's closing time. She got this wild look on her face and said, your truck or mine? I know a place down the road, it's kind of funky. Out in the country. Play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, I'm a George Strait junkie. Play something country. Now play something country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another meeting today between the woman at the center of the Jeffrey Epstein case and the number two official at the Department of Justice.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has more questions for Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell. Sources told ABC News Maxwell initiated the meeting as she appeals her conviction and tries to get out of a 20-year prison sentence. Her attorney told us she answered every question.
ABC Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida, where the discussions are happening. Israeli strikes continuing across Gaza, and experts warn that Palestinians are on the brink of famine. The aid group Doctors Without Borders says one in four children and pregnant or nursing women are currently malnourished. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says hospitals have recorded 9 new deaths due to starvation over the past 24 hours. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos expected to begin serving a 7-year prison sentence for fraud today. This is ABC News. The Department of Justice is now suing both New York City and New York Mayor Eric Adams over New York's sanctuary city status.
New York City, the suit claims, has long been at the vanguard of interfering with enforcing this country's immigration laws. Its history as a sanctuary city dates back to 1989, and its efforts to thwart federal immigration enforcement have only intensified since.
That's ABC's Phil Tate here in New York. The DOJ filing similar lawsuits in Los Angeles, Chicago, and other places. 3 weeks ago today, extreme rainfall in central Texas sent rivers out of their banks, killing at least 135 people. Now we're learning more about the systems that were in place or not in place as a warning to the victims. The agency that manages the river that runs through Kerrville reportedly had $3.5 million in a reserve fund, but State Senator Jose Menendez says the Upper Guadalupe River Authority had the funds but didn't get a grant, so they chose not to purchase a warning system. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Price Ice Rec Arena is looking for your help. They're trying to raise $500,000 to help save the ice rink and get new chillers installed. Chillers are essential for maintaining ice quality by providing precise cooling for optimal rink operations. So far, they're at $20,000, but they still have a ways to go, and they can't do it without your help. For more information or to donate, you can contact President Jeremy Peschko at 715-820-1331, Mackenzie Krause at 715-661-9078, or Henry Rauschenbach at 715-661-4034. Once again, the Price Ice Rec Arena is looking for your help to raise $500,000 to install new chillers and save the ice rink. You can contact President Jeremy Peschko at 715-820-1331, Mackenzie Krause at 715-661-9078, or Henry Rauschenbach at 715-661-4034 for more information or to donate. Please help support this foundation of the community that provides a welcome source of entertainment for all. Wednesday, July 30th, from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., there's an inflatables party over at the Park Falls Community Pool. The daily pass is $5 per person, and the season pass is $3 per person. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, July 30th, from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., over at the Park Falls Community Pool. Governor Tony Evers has announced that he will not be running for a third term. Savannah Tomi Olsen reports.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after 2 terms in office.
For 5 decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
My father Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night at the ballpark. The Brewers open a home series against the Marlins today, followed by a home run derby. Over 25 former players will be on hand, including Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, and Prince Fielder, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the opening of Miller Park, now American Family Field. NBA, Damian Lillard says he has great memories of playing alongside Giannis, but admits he was shocked when the Bucks waived him after just 2 years with the team. NFL, at the Packers training camp, running back Marshawn Lloyd finally back on the practice field after a long rookie season plagued with injuries, then surgery to remove his appendix in December.
It's fun, like a little kid in a candy store, man. It's exciting. You know, last year was a lot of watching, and now it's being out there, being able to be tired again, trying to catch my breath. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there.
That's Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming to you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Professional guide and freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Tom Newstrom says that most walleye anglers, they want to either jig or rig. And he says, yeah, shiners and jigs are working great right now. But there's one technique that is surefire, and a lot of anglers should be using it that aren't. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Tom Newstrom says, yeah, rigs work great, jigs work great, but boy, you can't beat a slip bobber when it comes to fishing for walleyes when they're in that summer mode. He says you can find these fish on rock piles, on points, on deep structure, and it could be a mud flat. It could be a big sandbar. And they can be a little finicky at times, but you can coax them into a bite with a slip bobber. What you're going to do is take a jig, probably a 1/16 ounce jig, and you're going to tie it to the line. You're going to send that down with a sinker above it, about 6 inches above it, so that you get it down through the bobber easily. And you want that lure about a foot off the bottom, tipped with a minnow, tipped with a leech, even tipped with a half a night crawler. And the slip bobber is just a matter of getting to the spot where the fish are, casting out the bobber, letting it sit there, and waiting out the bite. But boy, it is effective. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires here this weekend. Otherwise, today will be sunny and kind of nice. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a high in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need, when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP. Now through July 30th, one qualifier will be picked each weekday. Listen for the daily keyword announced several times on both stations, then text it using the free Civic Media app to enter. All qualifiers win a prize, and one scores the grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Don't miss your chance. Listen for daily keywords on 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At 8:17 every Friday, we chat a little bit with Mike Clemens, our NEAQ sports reporter from Green Bay. Morning, Mr. Clemens. How are we doing?
Pretty good. Yeah, set up here at for training camp this week.
Yeah.
And we'll be here with reports every day through Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, always fun to get the season rolling here. Exciting for the players and the fans. Fans get to have an up-close experience. And I think everybody's kind of keeping an eye on this Golden guy, right? We kind of want to see if he's the real deal, right?
Man, he jumped out yesterday, Joel. They're running 11-on-11 now. They're in helmets and shorts right now for the first 3 or 4 days, and they put the pads on next week. And I asked Matt LaFleur about that. What's the difference? What do you hope to accomplish during this period versus the pads? And he says the biggest thing you want to do is, because he said, in the spring now, under the new CBA rules, actually, we can only go like 75% in terms of speed, even up through the mini camp.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get to training camp, we're at 100% speed. So we're playing in helmets and shorts, but, the two things I want to get across is do not touch my quarterback and do not put my running back on the ground.
Yeah.
So learn to play at full speed but without people ending up on the floor and getting hurt.
Yeah.
So after that, get those good habits down, particularly for the first-year players, before you put the pads on. So we got 11-on-11 going on. They're running about 40 plays, and pretty soon, Jordan Love now, he starts calling in number 22, Matthew Golden from Texas, their first-round pick, and he's just throwing little slants to him, like a 7-yard angle over the middle, short little pass, quick little pass. You get the ball into 22's hands. He makes one little juke move with three defenders covering him, a corner, a nickel, and a safety. He turns up the middle of the field, and he's gone. I mean, just rocket. And they did that a couple of times. And I went to Evan Williams, the second-year safety, and I said, have they got something there? He says, yeah, yeah. Just short percentage, high percentage passes. Just get the ball into that kid's hands in the open field, and he's going to be a problem for defenses.
Yeah, yeah, fun to see. No major injuries. That's the last thing we want to see at training camp, of course, is somebody walking or limping off the field. Everybody doing okay?
Knocking on wood, so far so good. They're getting some players back. We think Quay Walker, who had some surgery, I believe, on his ankle, coming back. And, when I say I believe, that's because, this is coming off the information we had officially at the end of last season. The coaches, the GM doesn't really like to talk about it at the podium. They let the players, you know, describe their health situations. But Elgton Jenkins,
this kind of
contract holdout. You know, he's playing center. They moved him from left guard. Well, when they hired Aaron Banks in free agency from the 49ers and paid him $77 million to play left guard, Elton's like, well, what am I? You know, I'm here 6-7 years for you guys.
Yeah.
So his agent, you know, called the Packers and said, if you're going to move my guy, you're going to pay him. So, you know, he just signed a deal a couple of years ago at 68, so he wants a little bump in that. And the Packers and the agent have been going back and forth with that. In the meantime, he has some sort of a back injury that's going on. I even had one guy, you know, in the media next to me who I think he reads too much of the internet. So you think he's just kind of faking the back injury? And I'm like, this is Elgton Jenkins, man. We've been covering him for 7 years. We know what a, you know, solid guy he is.
Mm.
He's right over here. Look, that's him over there on the sideline with the therapist.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's quite an acting job that he's got. You know, these are football players. They have chronic injuries. No, he's not actually technically physically ready, but...
Right.
But the thing is, if they get that deal signed, that will be a huge sigh of relief from Brian Gutekunst, the GM.
Yeah. Big day at Miller at Miller Park / AmFam Field today, celebrating 25 years. And what a way to bring back all these players for the home run derby in a moment where the Brewers are playing some of the best baseball that they've played maybe ever, right? I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
They got a formula down, you know. They've got these young players. They get them up to the plate. Do not strike out. Make that pitcher work for it, you know. Try and get the walk if you can, but be sure about that. Then when you do get on base, whatever way, whether you get a hit, lay down a bunt, you get walked, then they're stealing bases because they got a lot of young guys with a lot of speed. And so it's not like they've got, you know, sluggers coming up, but they work the bases. The Woodpeckers, as Pat Murphy calls them, as Woodpeckers, because they just keep chipping away away.
Perfect.
And now they've got 61 wins.
Yeah.
They've got the best record in baseball right now. They're a game ahead of the Cubs in first place in their division.
Yeah.
So today is a planned event, 25th anniversary since they opened Miller Park, now American Family Field. So they came up with an idea to bring back a player from at least every one of those 25 years. So it's going to be like Ryan Braun, Prince Fielder, J.J. Hardy, Carlos Gomez, Corey Hart's supposed to be there. You know, for all these guys from the different eras. And then it's going to be Carlos Gomez and Ryan Braun will be like team captains.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Brewers play the Marlins today, it's a 3:10 first pitch, so it's an early Friday game. After that game, then they'll have this home run derby between all those veterans. And those two guys then will pick their teams and have a little home run derby after that. So
very cool, very cool. Miami's going to be just blown away by this because Marlins don't get like 10,000, well, like 3,000 people in their park, and they're going to be at AmFam Field today. They get, I want to play here. I want to come play for Murph.
Which is also probably why the Brewers scheduled their anniversary party when they were playing, you know, sloppy organization like the Marlins.
The Marlins, yeah. What about Dame Lillard? He's off to Portland now. Kind of strange that he would sign a year that they knew he wasn't going to play, but he talked a little bit about his time with the Bucks, though, right?
Yeah, you know, I've heard some Bucks fans comment, you know, Damian Lillard, you know, what was that all about? 2 years, what do we get out of that? We, you know, trade away Jrue Holiday. Was that really a dumb move by the Bucks? No, the guy came. He played hard. He was with a Trailblazers team that was going to go into rebuild mode, and he was already in his ninth or tenth season. Like, I don't want to be a part of that. I want to win now. It's time for me to get a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Portland knew that he was not happy. Milwaukee realized he wasn't happy. They gave up Jrue Holiday and they brought in Dame. And you know, it's not his fault that Giannis got hurt in the playoffs in the first year, or the injuries that he suffered himself. And
right.
the dramatic story he had to get through that blood clot injury, when he had said, 4 years ago during COVID, my cousin, about the same age, I'm very, very close to my family, he thought he had a pain in his leg, and since it was COVID, he couldn't see a doctor in person, so it was just Zoom calls. He died of a blood clot. Guy just a couple of years older. So that's why he took those early symptoms seriously and got it treated right away. Then he comes back, and what happens? You know, he has a torn Achilles. So he said he was shocked that the Bucks released him, but he told a great story. You know, when he got traded, his wife divorced him. Like, I'm not moving from Portland. And he went on to Milwaukee. So he was, you know, flying back to Portland because he's got three kids that he, you know, cares very much about. And so last Saturday, when he signed his deal to rejoin the Portland Trail Blazers, he brought his kids along. He comes back out to the car, and they said, well, you know, what was that all about? And he goes, well, I'm going to be in Portland now. I'm going to work for the Trail Blazers again. And the kids are like, you mean we don't have to fly to Milwaukee no more to see you? And he goes, that's right, that's right, that's right. And then the 13-year-old daughter said, for real? So, I mean, you can't, you know, how poignant a moment is that? So, you know, happy. He's a great guy. He should be an NBA analyst on TV when his career is over.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting Bucks season coming up with the guys that are around Giannis now to see if it works. There's chemistry is going to be a big part, right? Because there's not, they're not overwhelming on talent, so chemistry is going to be big, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we'll see. Giannis still hasn't really talked about this stuff, so we have to see what, you know, how he feels about Miles Turner being brought in. Apparently, back channels say that, you know, he had a little something to do with that move, bringing in that center.
Yeah.
From, but yeah, it's going to be a different look team with no Brook Lopez there anymore.
Yeah,
no Damian Lillard.
Still Giannis. So, all right, well, enjoy your time at Lambeau Field there, Mr. Clemens. We'll talk to you next Friday, okay?
Talk to you next week.
You betcha. Mike Clemens, he's at Lambeau Field. He's right there covering the Packers, and you hear him on the sports reports all day long. Thank him for taking time to join us. It's 8:27. I've got some birthdays to do and a cake to give away. So if you have a birthday or anniversary today, tomorrow, even Sunday, we'd be happy, even a belated one from yesterday. We'd be happy to wish them a happy day, happy belated, and give them a chance to win that cake. 715-762-3221. 762-3221 is our number. You can always email those birthdays, anniversaries ahead of time. WCQM@civicmedia.us. We'll do the birthday thing after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another meeting today between the woman at the center of the Jeffrey Epstein case and the number two official at the Department of Justice.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has more questions for Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell. Sources told ABC News Maxwell initiated the meeting as she appeals her conviction and tries to get out of a 20-year prison sentence. Her attorney told us she answered every question.
ABC Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida, where the discussion are happening. Israeli strikes continuing across Gaza, and experts warn that Palestinians are on the brink of famine. The aid group Doctors Without Borders says one in four children and pregnant or nursing women are currently malnourished. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says hospitals have recorded 9 new deaths due to starvation over the past 24 hours. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos expected to begin serving a 7-year prison sentence for fraud today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers, together with Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians President John Johnson Sr., and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman, Wednesday celebrated the newest set of dual-language highway signs unveiled for placement on state highways as part of the Wisconsin DOT's dual-language sign program. These new signs identified Lac des Flambeaux's tribal boundaries and four lakes in both the Ojibwe and English languages. This announcement comes as earlier this month, Governor Evers signed the 2025-27 biennial budget, in which he uses broad constitutional veto authority to ensure that all 11 federally recognized tribes will receive $1 million each year for the next 2 years to help support tribal programs and language revitalization efforts. President Johnson stated, quote, "Any chance we get to incorporate Ojibwe languages to our daily lives and something we see each day helps our people relearn the language and adds to our sovereignty. It's a good day for our people when we are recognized and acknowledged by the state. I wish some of our elders who walked on were here to see this effort as they would be proud of this day," end quote. Governor Evers stated, quote, "I'm proud to stand with the Lac des Flambeaux Band as we unveil these new signs and celebrate the culture, heritage, and language of the Ojibwe people. The dual language sign program has been a big part of our ongoing efforts to help bolster indigenous language and cultural preservation And today's Highway Sign unveiling is further testament to our work as a state to strengthen our government-to-government relationships with the Native Nations in Wisconsin. Together, we are fostering a stronger sense of connection, informing visitors of our shared history, and celebrating tribal heritage, end quote. The sign unveiling took place earlier Wednesday at the Waswaganeen Indian Bowl in Lac des Flambeaux and expands on a statewide dual-language sign initiative launched by the Wisconsin DOT in 2021 to collaborate with Native Nations of Wisconsin to install road signs on tribal lands in both English and Indigenous languages. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians is the seventh tribe in Wisconsin to install dual-language signs, along with the Forest County Potawatomi Community, Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin, Oneida Nation, Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin, and the Sokagon Chippewa Community, Mohlik Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The new tribal boundary signs feature the Lac des Flambeaux tribal seal next to the Indian reservation name, Waswaganeen. Waswaganeen is the traditional name for the reservation, which means Lake of the Torch. The English translation of the highway sign is located beneath the indigenous language. Did you know that Wisconsin is home to nearly half of the little brown bats in the United States? Well, Saturday, August 2nd, between 8 to 9 p.m., you have a chance to learn about them. There's going to be a bat program and monitoring at Copper Falls State Park. You're invited to join Jennifer Riddell, conservation biologist with the Wisconsin DNR's bat program, for an engaging 45-minute presentation about our local bats. Hibernating populations are showing promising signs of recovery after dramatic losses from white nose syndrome. After the program, you can embark on a short walkabout using some fun new technology. Bat detectors can listen to live bat echolocation calls humans can't hear. This program will be held rain or shine, and you're invited to see how it works starting at around 9 p.m. Please keep in mind, there are no pets allowed during this, and be sure to meet at the Historic Pavilion. There is an admission pass required for vehicles entering the park. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 2nd from 8 to 9 p.m. over at the Historic Pavilion at Copper Falls State Park. The Wisconsin DNR is doing a study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state. Brittany Merlot tells us which one.
Panfish. They started tracking their population in 2019, and now they expect to wrap up the study by next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experiences fishing for panfish, as well as helping with their own field studies. The goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the drop of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to help protect them.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night at the ballpark. The Brewers open a home series against the Marlins today, followed by a home run derby. Over 25 former players will be on hand, including Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, and Prince Fielder, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the opening of Miller Park, now American Family Field. NBA, Damian Lillard says he has great memories of playing alongside Giannis, but admits he was shocked when the Bucks waived him after just 2 years with the team. NFL, at the Packers training camp, running back Marshawn Lloyd finally back on the practice field after a long rookie season plagued with injuries, then surgery to remove his appendix in December.
It's fun, like a little kid in a candy store, man. It's exciting. You know, last year was a lot of watching, and now it's being out there, being able to be tired again, trying to catch my breath. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there.
That's Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Sarah Huggard Photography, creating amazing images for seniors, sports, family, and more. Go to sarahhuggardphotography.com. Yep, it's birthday time. Let's give away a cake.
It's birthday time.
We got Greg Gunderson in here.
Who?
The accounting firm of Gunderson, Gunderson, and Toby.
Too many. I got too many syllables to be doubled up.
Too many. Gunderson, Toby, and...
Oh, you know what I drove by yesterday, though? Habish, and Rotier.
Oh, yeah, I like
that.
I
was saying that for like 5 miles. I said that to myself in the car.
I think they're a Brewer Network sponsor, aren't they? Or Packers or something.
Probably going to get sued.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know who I'll call? No, I won't.
Not a good idea. Let's see, a couple celebrity birthdays, first of all, before we dig into our cake drawing and talk a little about Lambeau Field. Matt LeBlanc, the actor from TV's Man with a Plan, and he was Joey on Friends, of course, one of my favorite characters.
How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? Matt LeBlanc, 58 today. Who else here? Marty Brown is celebrating today. Country artist, 60 today. Roger Clinton, the President Clinton's bad boy brother.
What does that mean? He must have a record. I saw that this morning. I thought he must have done one particular thing that was a news story for a week.
Yeah, it was like Jimmy Carter's brother. He liked to drink beer, and he was the outcast, I guess.
Carter was the one to watch out for. Him and that peanut farm, man.
Oh, the Billy Beer was wonderful. Yeah, Billy Carter, the Billy Beer cans. Everybody thought those would become highly collectible. They haven't been highly collectible.
Sell that peanut farm. That's a conflict of interest, that peanut farm.
You can go to any antique store and find a can of Billy Bear for $5.
Oh, yeah. Empty. Yeah, I wonder, would you, if we found a full can of Billy Bear, would you drink it? Mr. 25-year-old, cheese it?
I would take a sip.
Ah, okay.
I'm not going to drink the whole thing, but I'd take a sip.
This is archived. I'm saving that promise.
Anybody has a full can of Billy Beer, here we go.
You've been waiting for a sucker.
Walter Payton, born on this day. He passed back in 1999. They still name an award after him.
Man of the Year.
Yeah. Estelle Getty from the Golden Girls. She played the grandma, or the mom, I guess. Estelle.
She was younger than the actress who played her daughter.
She was younger than the actress?
Yeah, the actress who called her ma was older than her.
Okay.
Seriously.
Gotcha. 1923, she was born, passed in 08. Couple local ones here today. Here, I'll let you read that one. Ooh. We have Jenny Young, who is celebrating a birthday. Actually, it was yesterday, I believe. We may have wished her yesterday. And Tim Hetzer, the tiny fisherman. The tiny fisherman celebrating a birthday coming up on Sunday. Happy birthday wishes from your grandkids and the whole family.
And I've got a happy anniversary, looks like yesterday, to Nick and Katie Wilson from your sons.
All right, put it in the box. I'll let you make the official drawing here of the cake, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls. Very convenient. They got all kinds of cakes already made. You just go in there and pick one out. You're gone. You're good.
Scrambly,
good stuff.
Scrambly, rambly, bambly.
Free cake.
And Kazam. Let's see here. Hold on. I don't think that's actually.
Oh, this might have to be reviewed. We might have to rewind the tape.
No, we'll see. Hold on.
All right.
And happy birthday yesterday to Charlie Polachek.
All right.
Charlie wins a cake.
Got yourself a cake, Charlie. Congratulations. From the baker department at Super One here in Park Falls. Well, Mr. Gunderson, yesterday you were at Lambeau Field. It was a little media Wisconsin broadcasters get together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an interesting thing. Basically, an email came down the line not too long ago that, hey, if you want to come hang out with us, it was an opportunity to... Well, that's just it, Joel. It was actually a few different opportunities rolled into one, and it was all members of the Broadcasters Association. And I remember looking at the email and thinking, wow, that could be a couple different things depending on who you are, who's going. And what I mean by that is, like, there's the number of people and the different types of people who belong to the category of broadcasters is huge. Whether you're engineering, whether you're managing facilities, whether you're selling advertisements, or you're like you and me sitting here on a microphone. So I thought, boy, who knows who could show up to that? And it was about, I don't know, 20 people or so. And we had the main draw were some talks from some guys. I sat down, Joel, when we got there for a continental breakfast. I had left at 4:30 because I had to be there I didn't have to be there as early as I thought. So I had a lot of time for breakfast.
Good.
And I'm sitting there and I hear this voice behind me. And it's like, why does that voice sound like leaves falling and yard work? Mm-hmm. And like, kind of like, why does that voice excite me a little bit? And I realized that I've heard that voice on every Packers pregame and postgame show for quite a while now. Very kind gentleman by the name of Doug, who works for the Packers flagship station, who hosts those shows.
Nice.
Who was one of the people who gave a talk. One of his counterparts, Wes Hodkowitz with Packers.com, the head writer of Packers.com, someone who I quote quite often on my own shows when I can't contain myself about football. I mean, two of the guys who I reference often. Mm-hmm. So for me, that, I mean, immediately worth twice the price of admission, and yeah. I'm just riveted. And I was able to ask those two guys who the Packers' number one receiver is, and watch them argue about it a little bit. It couldn't have been better. Which is exactly what I told them. They couldn't have given me a better answer, because one said, "Yes, here's who I think." The other one wouldn't commit to an answer, and they kind of went back and forth. I thought, perfect. I wish I had a video camera, but yeah. Like. Such a fantastic interaction for my level of nerdiness, and a lot of awesome coworkers from throughout the state of Wisconsin. And a big shout out to the WBA. The president and vice president were both there. Michelle Vetterkind and Kyle Geisler. Cannot say enough nice things about them for making that happen.
So a couple of highlights. What stands out for you? Maybe a couple moments during the day where you're just like, wow, that's cool. Or wow, I can't believe I saw that. Or what were a couple good things?
There was one thing. So on the list of things we did was watch the players bike to practice. We then got to watch the public portion of that practice. And if you don't know about the biking thing, players, there's a line of kids with their bikes, and the players will actually borrow a kid's bike and have the kid walk alongside them like an eighth of a mile, a couple hundred yards from the locker room to practice.
Yeah.
A lot of players did that. Not like we didn't see Jordan Love. We didn't see some of the premier wide receivers, but most of the players did that. And there was one player I remember I was watching, and I got about five pictures of most of the players who I saw because I wanted enough to see. I was at a bad angle. They're not great pictures. But one player in particular was smiling in every picture I took. Nice. And I mean, it was, they were all super cool with the kids. Let me not undersell everybody else, but Edgerrin Cooper, number 56, last year's rookie. He was a monster out there. Did not get enough of his share of snaps, had a few injuries, but he's already being talked about as one of the better linebackers in the league. Watch out for Packers number 56. And you remember that I couldn't get a picture of him when he wasn't smiling. That is one of the coolest, nicest guys interacting with the kids of Green Bay. I mean, I was happy just watching him. I mean, I'm sitting there watching the Packers, and I'm buzzing. And then Edge comes out and he has this interaction. I mean, and there wasn't any particular story I can tell you, but just the vibe coming off the guy was immaculate. Yeah. It was just so cool. It was funny because I'm getting all these bad pictures from a bad angle, and the thought occurred to me. There are millions of pictures exactly like this all over the internet, all over grainy cell phones that are in people's pockets right now. But I don't have them. So I kept taking them. I got like 200 pictures to go through. And I'm going to post the coolest 10 or 12 to Facebook later today on the 98Q Country page.
So the biking part, just to experience that is just really cool.
Yes. And actually, you know, again, I don't want to knock anything, but I went into it thinking, you know, watching these players practice, these guys I talk about who I love following like that, watching that practice is going to be the coolest part. I was wrong. I was really blown away. I mean, that was a really cool experience. It was every bit as cool as I expected. I was just underselling myself on the control room for Lambeau Field itself. We talked about it briefly.
Yeah, you were telling me that not only when you walked in, the overwhelming number of buttons and everything that, but the number of people that it takes just to make a game day in stadium presentation happen.
Yes, and I want to drive that home. There's a team of 50 people in Lambeau Field that are controlling cameras that are on the scoreboard. They're controlling the scoreboard itself. They're controlling the lights in the stadium, like that one year where they flashed the stadium lights for touchdowns before they banned that. They controlled that too. Actually, these guys had the idea. That's a team of 50 people on over 100 TV screens, and none of that is what you see on TV at home. Right. It's all only for the benefit of the people at the parking lot and closer in. Like that, and yes, they control the screens that you can see while you're tailgating. So like your tailgating experience is that same team of 50 people. I mean, and there's one guy named Craig with the coolest story ever. Basically, a couple head coaches ago, he was throwing names out that I'm going to have to Google, and you're going to love when I can reference them a little bit better. But basically, it was Ron Wolf, right when Ron Wolf came in, the head coach who Ron Wolf fired. Do you remember who that would have been?
Yeah.
He gave the name, and you would recognize it. But either way, that head coach hired this facility manager because they bought a whole bunch of media gear to broadcast the show. And right after this happened, Ron Wolf fired that head coach.
All right.
So the guys are sitting there thinking, oh, no, what happens now? Turns out they release a bid request, you know, hey, if you want to be our media team, let us know how much you'd want to be paid. It's the old project bid system. And they basically won their old job back and have been there since then and have directed every single Packers in stadium experience since that time.
Right.
I mean, it was a fluke and a prayer. First head coach, so Wolf fired Holmgren. Reggie White. I'll have to. It wasn't Holmgren.
It wasn't Holmgren.
It was whoever would have come before Holmgren, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. Basically, these guys got hired by a lame duck head coach who was out the next season, sat around for a year doing their day jobs, hoping to get rehired. These guys used to do the Packers Stadium experience as a second job. Like, they had this cool story where Lindy Infante hired Craig to do the stadium. Lindy got fired the next year, and Craig was sitting there like, uh-oh. They won their job back a year later, and he was telling stories like this was back in the late 80s. He said back then, they were running that whole stadium on one board, much like we're running this radio station from up here in Little Old Park Falls. Mm-hmm. And when they left after the season in the spring, they would come back and they'd still see marks in the snow from when they had left their gear. Like, yeah, like there was like their room was only used for that. I mean, there wasn't even like a facilities team making sure, you know, like dusting things. I mean, yeah. It was a different world back then. And that guy has stayed there. I mean, such a cool experience. Never where you think it's going to be from. I really did wish I was going to get to accidentally bump into Wayne Larrivee's chair. Maybe let some of that greatness rub off. Didn't happen. To be fair, though, I still don't have any play-by-play on my schedule, so we're probably
it's
fine.
A fun experience, and I enjoy things like that. I had a chance at the old Metrodome to be behind the scenes at many different venues, and just to see how it works behind the scenes, ugly or beautiful, whatever it is, it's like the Wizard of Oz. It's like pulling the curtain back and just like, whoa.
Oh yeah. You want to make a Park Falls kid feel like he's from a small town, walk into the press space that is only for members of the press in Lambeau Field and see the dining area there that is as large as the St. Anthony's cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And I know that wasn't a big room, but yeah, like for much of my life, that was the biggest room I ever saw aside from the gym. Like that's just for the press only. I mean, and the infrastructure for wiring, how many miles of wire run within Lambeau? I got crazy. A glimpse. It was so cool. I mean, I don't think there's a person out there who wouldn't find something to enjoy. Yeah. And we only briefly, like, from that control room, we got a bit of a glimpse of the bowl. You know, we barely even saw the stadium because there was an optional stadium tour afterwards. I'd done that one before. It's still the same shape. I didn't take that part.
Yeah, that part you get, yeah.
Exactly. The guided stadium tour is 100% worth it, but I'd basically taken that before, and I'd gotten up at 4:30, and I knew that extending it by 3 hours was not a good idea.
Yeah, look for some cool pictures on 98Q and social media with Gray.
Yes.
Follow him on Facebook, and some pretty cool pictures. So
Shout out to the WBA for making that happen.
A good day. All right, Gray. We'll talk a little bit more probably with some more thoughts on the Gray Area on Monday.
Whether we can help it or not.
Yeah, shopping show coming up. We'll get to that a little bit after 9 here this morning.
The Pioneer Days Committee would like to extend gratitude and appreciation for this year's 67th annual Pioneer Days celebration sponsors. Thank you for your generosity. Gold sponsors include WeatherShield Manufacturing, Park Falls Hardwoods, Super One Foods, Lena's Northern Pines, Lena's Bar and Grill, Larry and Shelly Meverden, and the Midway Bar. Have a safe and happy Pioneer Days celebration. For more information on events, days, and times, visit butternutwi.com.
Len Stonkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Wow, it's been pretty slow around here lately. Not a single customer all week. Finally, a customer. Can I help you, ma'am?
I wasn't sure if you were still in business. I could barely read your sign. It's so faded and worn out.
Later that day...
Signature Sign and Graphics!
Please come quickly. I need your help. Fast.
Oh, we'll be right there!
Quick, to the Signature Sign Mobile!
Thanks, Signature Sign, for saving my business. Our new sign really stands out. The new truck lettering is really drawing attention, and the company apparel really makes us look more professional, and our customers really love all the new promotional items you set us up with.
Once again, Signature Sign and Graphics has saved the day. Just remember, help is only a phone call away, 715-769-3200, and you too can benefit from the superpowers of...
Signature Sign and Graphics!
You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. Call us today.
Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway and check in with Pete down there. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rocking and rolling.
We've got some special things going on down at Wheelway this month, Pete.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, we have our biggest sales event going on right now. We have a bunch of new inventory that's just hit the lot. If you're looking for a three-quarter ton, half-ton truck, car, minivan, SUV, we got them all right here.
All right. And people can start that process at wheelwayautos.com, Pete. They can even start that financing if they've been turned down by other places or they think their credit is not that good. That's a good place to start right there, right?
Absolutely. No credit, bad credit, no problem. Make sure you go on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and you can give it, our finance guy will give you a call and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
All right. Trade-ins are always welcome if you want to bring that in too. They can do it all in one stop, Pete.
Come on down here. If not, give us a call at 762-2467. I'm going to 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, we got tons of savings and a bunch of brand new inventory getting the lot here today.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much. Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right there on Highway 13.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Stormy Cromer is a name associated with high-quality, made-in-the-USA apparel for men, women, children, and even the family dog. Cromer hats are recognizable all over the Upper Midwest. From hats for men and women to flannel shirts to vests to jackets and ponchos, Stormy Cromer is the epitome of up north style and function. Stop in to see a full selection of Stormy Cromer apparel at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Save 20% off your Stormy Cromer purchase during the month of July.
Everyone at Freeze Firewood hopes that you're enjoying this fabulous summer. They want to remind you that now is the time to get your winter firewood delivered and have the peace of mind knowing that you're prepared when the cooler weather decides to arrive. There's also still time to design your new dream pier and have it installed to enjoy those colorful fall days. Freeze Firewood, right on Little Chicago Road in Phillips, Wisconsin. Butternut, Wisconsin has everything you need for a weekend celebration. Make plans for the 67th annual Pioneer Days celebration July 25th through the 27th. Right on top of the hill in Butternut. Food, beverages, craft fair, scullery exhibition, and new to the event this year, Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Twins of Terror Haunted Attraction. K&M Rides and Amusements has wristband specials Friday from 6 to 10 and Saturday from 1 to 5 for just $25. Bring the kids to the Northwoods Community Credit Union Sawdust Dig. It's Saturday at 11 a.m. For more information on Pioneer Days, visit butternutwi.com.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Gear up, folks, for the Flamborama celebration in Park Falls.
one of the longest-running community celebrations in the state, running August 1st through the 3rd. You won't want to miss this year's entertainment. Starting Friday at 5 p.m. at Small Town Famous, right there under the main tent. Then at 8 Friday night, it's Chris Cruzy and his band. Saturday starting at 5 p.m., that 90s band takes the stage. And then Moniker wraps up the evening Saturday night. Sunday, right after the parade, it's your all-time favorites at 2 p.m. with Robbie V. From the carnival rides to the craft fair to the frog jumping, the softball tournament, the chalk drawing, and much, much more. Flamborama is a guarantee to be your family fun event. For more information and list of events, it's easy. Go to parkfalls.com.
98Q Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
This is your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 98Q Country.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime.
a living out of loving you. I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are getting word of a shooting on the campus of the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. One person was killed. The campus has been shut down as the search for the gunman goes on. Another meeting today between the woman at the center of the Jeffrey Epstein case and the number two official at the Department of Justice. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell as to what they talked about. Her lawyer, David Marcus, tells ABC's Aaron Katursky.
We don't want to get into the substance of the questions. There were a lot of questions and we went all day. And she answered every one of them. She never just said, I'm not going to answer, never declined.
President Trump on his way to Scotland for a business and personal trip as he opens up a new golf course resort there. At least 140 million Americans are under heat advisories and warnings today. Extreme weather stretching from Texas up through Maine. The FCC giving the green light for that $8 billion merger between Paramount, parent company of CBS, and Skydance Media. This is ABC News.